And here on Live 89.5, it's time again to talk about the funny things going on. And the Comedy Club Bangkok is doing it again, bringing down some great comedians and comedy. And I'm joined now with Chris Wegoda. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. I'm very excited because obviously Thursday, the 9th of November, you're coming down again to bring some comedy to the island. Tell us about what's going on there, Chris.
Well, funny enough, the Comedy Club Bangkok is coming down, but I personally am not. The host this time is actually Drew McCready, who's another member at the Comedy Club Bangkok, one of the co-founders. And he's going to be doing a terrific show with Tom. Tom is... you've got to see him. Like, that's all I can say. I'm not just saying that as a promoter, but you've got to see him to understand how he's so good. There's something that comes out of doing comedy for 30 years, you know. I mean, you're either going to be amazing or you're going to be terrible. And fortunately, he's amazing. So let's put it that way.
Yeah, the clips I've watched, Chris, I totally agree with you. I was going to say that, actually. I was going to say some people have to really work at being a stand-up comedian, and it is a hard job, but some people are literally born for it, aren't they? And it seems like Tom's got that energy that just literally is like, I'm here because I'm supposed to be here.
Absolutely. I'd actually say it's a bit of both. Like, I mean, he's certainly a funny guy, and probably, I'm sure he always has been. But at the same time, he has worked the grind of stand-up comedy. I mean, he actually was the first guy, the first comedian signed up with Comedy Central. And just to give you an idea of how long he's been around. And, yeah, I mean, he's done everything. Netflix, Showtime, Daily Show, Nevermind the Buzzcocks for the Brits, and just a ton of stuff.
And from a radio perspective, he does a lot of podcast stuff, doesn't he, as well?
Yeah, he does a lot of podcasts. He's a really keen traveller and a traveller writer. He writes for the Huffington Post as well as his own podcast. He actually toured, as it were, was on the road for like 10 years almost.
Wow. That's rock and roll.
It is rock and roll, with a week or two in between at times, but basically non-stop. But he's a little bit older now, so he's still travelling a lot, but he's not on the road 24/7 as he used to be.
And he got a golden veteran, and also massively respected in the circuit as well. One of the big names at the moment who's super popular, especially on TV comedy now, Jimmy Carr has been bigging him up as well, yeah?
Yeah. Well, Tom, he played the Edinburgh Fringe a few years back, and he's good friends with Jimmy Carr, and Jimmy Carr said, like, you know, you're one of the best, I can't get that exact quote, but like, you're one of the greatest stand-ups, and he really means it. I mean, Jimmy Carr played Bangkok in September. I actually spoke to him a little bit about it, so yeah, absolutely. He's bigged up by him and quite a few other comedians, actually, so yeah.
Okay. So this is going on tomorrow night. People, how do we get tickets, Chris?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go to comedyclubbangkok.com. You will just see straight away that there's ways you can buy tickets for all the shows that he's doing. He's doing four cities, and obviously click on the Phuket one. You can buy them at the door as well, but, you know, they're a little bit more expensive. 800 baht at the door, 600 in advance, so obviously makes sense to save some money. But yeah, comedyclubbangkok.com, and you can buy the tickets.
Excellent. And you came down last time for the Darren Sanders show, which I've got to say I really enjoyed. I thought that was a fantastic show. And yourself, you're very funny yourself, Chris. I'll give you that compliment.
Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy the venue? Because that was the first time you come down to the Underwood Art Factory, which I think is incredible.
It is. I was quite taken aback by it. It was amazing. And actually behind it, there's like a whole factory. I couldn't see because it was so dark. But like, yeah, it's an amazing space. Amazing.
Which was great for a couple of reasons, because it gave Darren Sanders, it gave him a lot of material as well, which I love that, when it was like, when it's instant material, he just brought it up like, and brought a prop from behind as well to start the show.
I'm sure Tom's going to have a thing or two to say about it as well, so don't worry about that.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so this is starting. Doors open, Chris. What time?
Doors open at 8, and obviously the show will rock on probably about 30 minutes after that, about 8:30, but get there by 8 so that you can settle down and get a good seat and so forth. So,
fantastico. Well, Chris, thanks for taking some time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again when you bring the Comedy Club Bangkok down to Phuket again. thank you for doing this, because obviously it's a great thing to do, and that is Thursday, 9th of November, tomorrow night, and that is 800 baht on the door, or get your tickets in advance quickly, 600 baht online, and thank you, Chris.
No worries. Cheers.
There we go, Chris. We go to here on Live 89.5. Don't miss the comedy here on Phuket.